Okay, Parshas Drachim, it's Drush 1, Part 5, the last one. So, we were discussing, of course, the theme of whether the Klal Yisrael Kod Matan Torah had a din of a Ben Noach, or they had the status of a Yisrael, which one was it? So, he wants to now discuss a Gemara in Sotan, Daf Yudam and Beis, that says that Yehuda was told by Tamar Hakerna. Tamara told Yehuda when she was about to be killed, Hakerna lemi hachosemes v'apsilim. She told Yehuda, you should recognize whose signet ring this is. So the Gemara there says that because Yehuda said Hakerna to his father Yaakov when they sold Yosef, and they dipped his coat in blood, and they told Yaakov, Hakerna lemi Hakerna hachosemes bin chayim lo. The brothers told Yaakov, you should be mach. They use the words hakirna. Is this your son's beged? So because of that, Yehuda was punished because he did that to his father. That he was told that by Tamar, he was told hakirna, something to him that he should recognize as this his stuff. So he was, because he sinned with hakirna, he was punished with hakirna. I guess because he was publicly embarrassed or whatever. Anyway, the Parshas Drachim asks, what is this? This people actually said this. Yehuda said hakirna. So when Tamar said to Yehuda Hakirna, she was speaking in Gzirashava? Like, what does that mean? That's not question number one. Question number two is, in general about Tamar, how did Tamar allow this to happen? Meaning, Yehuda thought he was being Baal Azona. The whole Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda thought he was being Baal Azona. Okay, it's Azona. But Tamar knew she was more than, she wasn't Azona. She was Kalaso. She was his daughter-in-law. And assuming all the arayas that apply to Kalaishar apply to Goyim, which is quite an assumption, but if you make that assumption, so then Kalasa should be Usher. So since Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda, how did she allow Yehuda to be with her, knowing that this was her father-in-law? So those are two questions. So to answer this, he wants to say that it starts with the following Hakdama. If someone is Baal Erva, right, if a Yisrael is Baal Erva, a Yisrael is with his mother, there's no kinyan. Even if his mother's not married, she doesn't become an Eishes Ish. There's no kinyan with an erva. Okay, but what about by a guy? If a guy is Baal Imo, so what's the halacha? Is his mother now an Eishes Ish to the son? Yes, they're going to get killed. Okay, but is there a kinyan? Was she Kona? Can she become an Eishes Ish now by a guy or not? So that's the question. So the Gemara says in Dalad Misos, Amr V'laz Amr V'chinina, Ben Noach Shabaal Ishto, a Ben Noach who's Ba'an, his own wife, he's with his own wife, Shalok Kedarka, he's Chayev. Shnamer v'davak b'ishto v'lo Shalok Kedarka. So, according to this, a guy can only be with his wife in the regular way, not Shalok Kedarka. And if he's Ba'an, his wife, Shalok Kedarka, so then, he's Nerag. It's like an erva for him. And he brings from one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who quote the Gemara on Daf Lama Dalin in Sanhedrin, that Aaron Onan, which were Yehuda's kids who married Tamar, they were Shimshu Shalok Kedarkan. Okay. And if they had a din of a Ben Noach, so they're not allowed to do that. That's a Chiyav Erva. And he says they're therefore not Kona. Just like we, when we're born in Erva, Yisrael who's born in Erva is not Kona. So too, a guy who's born in Erva is also not Kona. That's what this person from Chachmei Ashkenaz says, which he accepts. So if you're going to say that, so then, since if a guy is Baal Ishto Shlo Kedarka, it's considered an Erva, therefore it won't be Kona. That means that Er and Onan were not really married to Tamar, in which case it wasn't really her father-in-law. And of course, this all is assuming that they have a din of a Ben Noach, because Yisrael is allowed to be with his wife Shlo Kedarka, and he would be Kona in both ways. So, for Tamar to have allowed her husband, Yehuda, to be with her, she must have held that they had a din of a Ben Noach, in which case Yehuda is actually not her father-in-law. Now, before we go further, it is important to note that this concept that a guy who's Ba'al Ishto Shalok Kedarka is Chayev Misa, that is not Pashit at all. The Minchas Chinuch does not agree to that. That's the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Heyos Dalet, that it seems that that's not the Maskana of the Gemara. But okay, be that as it may, that's what the Parashas Drachim says. So assuming that's true, that the guy is Baal Ishto, is an Erva, so then she was never really married to Yehuda if she has a din of a guy. Okay. So, if you recall, Yehuda and Yosef had this machlokas about whether they had a din of Jews or not. Yosef was of the opinion that they had a din of Bnei Noach, which is why he was upset when he saw the brothers eating what he called Eiver Menachai, which is an animal that had been shechted but was still being mefarkeses. And the brothers held that they had a din of a Yisrael Gomer, and therefore the Shechita makes it mutter, right? That's what he had said before in the last times. So, when the brothers had sold Yosef, that's because they had spoken Lashon Hara about him, and they had treated him as if they were Goyim, and they held they were Jews, and whatever they thought about that. So they said Hakirna, so she was saying to him, Hakirna, remember that Hakirna? Well, if you have a din of a Jew, so then you were just with your daughter-in-law. And of course, she's trying to say, God would not let you sin like that. It would not have let this happen. Rather, it must be Yosef was right. You have a din of a Ben Noach, and therefore you're not my father-in-law. And that's why this was okay what happened. And remember, Chazal bring a medrash that says, when she said, Tzadka Mimeni, that Mimeni meant Hashem was saying, Mimeni, I set this up. Which should mean that Hashem says Tamar is right, which means they had a din of a Ben Noach. The Ritva actually in Kedushin on Daf Tes Amud Beis actually says something similar, that's what the Tzadka Mimeni was, and Yehuda said, oh, I see, she was right, because he realized that she was, when he was with her, presumably he realized that she was had never been Nivelas before. In which case, if this is Tamar, she wasn't really Zekuka Liyavim, and the whole thing was a mistake. Okay, but that's the Tzadka Mimeni. So anyway, but the Mimeni means Hashem agreed, so it should mean that they had a din of a Ben Noach. Now again, that does not mean that's the Maskana of the Parshas Drachim, because we go back and forth here. It's a Machlokas, the brothers in Yehuda. Anyway, this also explains another Gemara. The Gemara in Sotan Dab Zayin of Abayz, it says, Amar Shmur Bar Nachmeni Amar Vyonason, what does it mean? Yechiru vein v'alimam yamos v'zos lihuda. That when Yehuda, I'm skipping part of it, but when Yehuda was moda, so that caused Reuven to be moda. Like Rashi there says, migarm leReuven shiyoda b'maisi yitzuei aviv, that Reuven was moda, that he did the aver with his father's pilegesh, whatever that aver was. So what caused them to be moda? Yehuda being moda about Tamar caused them to be moda. So the Parshas Drachim asks, what does that mean? Well, what did Meikara Maikasavra, Lasof Maikasavra, like what did about Yehuda being Moda made Reuven be convinced, oh yeah, you're right, I should be Moda. Reuven was a tzaddik, so what did he not realize, and what did he finally realize when he saw Yehuda being Moda? So now again, to understand this, you have to understand that the Parshas Drachim has been going always that the sin of Reuven was what it sounded like, that he was with Bilhah, actually, not just switching bets. Okay, so to explain this, he wants to say that what was Bilhah to Yaakov? A pilegish. Okay, so what's a pilegish? Someone who you marry without marriage, meaning you take the woman into your house and she's with you, she stays by you, it's not a, you know, she lives with you the rest of her life kind of thing, but there's no kedushin, there's no ksuva, she's just with you. Okay, but that whole concept is for Yisrael, because what's the marriage of a Ben Noach? There's also no ksuva and kedushin. So when a Ben Noach gets married, that's what he does. He takes her home. Okay, that for a Yid is called a Pilegesh, until you have a Kedushin Eksuva. Okay, so Yaakov's Pilegesh, well, if they all had a din of a Ben Noach, so then it was really his father's wife. If they had a din of a Yisrael, it was really his father's Pilegesh. We don't paskin like Rabbi Huda that a person is Usser b'mefuta saviv. Right, that's what a Pilegesh should be. His father's Pilegesh is Mefutas Aviv, because there's no marriage there. And we paskin, not like Rabbi Huda, that a person can marry their Mefutas Aviv. Okay, that means that they had a din of a Yisrael, so then he was allowed to marry his father's Pilegesh. If, however, they had a din of Bnei Noach, at least the Chumra, that means that was his father's wife, in which case it was usher to him. Aha! So when he saw, the Parshat Drachim says, when he saw Yehuda be Moda, meaning he was Moda, you're right, we have a din of a Ben Noach, Tamar, you're right, Tamar, we have a din of a Ben Noach. Ah! So then Reuven saw this, said, uh-oh, in that case, I sin too. Because that means that this was really my father's wife, not just a Pilegesh. Beautiful pshat. And he adds that the Gemara in Shabbos brings a machlokas if Reuven sinned at all. right? There's many members there. So this is machlokas whether he was chotei Reuven. So that's this machlokas may be exactly this point. The parshas Drachim Dian, did they have a din of Gaim or not? Or possibly they arguing whether it be like a Shes Kedushin or whether Mefutas Aviv is also like Rebuta or not. Okay, but one possibility is that this is the Machlokas that they argue about whether they had a din of the Yisrael of Kodman Torah din of Ben Noach or not. Okay. He also wants to explain a Medrash that says that when the brothers found, when the cup was found by Binyamin, when the brothers were leaving Yosef, and they found the cup by Binyamin. So the brothers, it says, the Medrash says, hit Binyamin on his shoulders and says, Ganva, Bar Ganva, so you're a thief. And Binyamin said to them, is Gavra de Yosef here? Or are there Seirim here? I wonder. And that's the Medrash. So he wants to explain what that means. So he said, the fact that they hit him between the shoulders, that's because there's another medrash in Parshas Vayechi that says that all the brothers were fighting with each other. They wanted the Beis Hamikdash to be in their portion, and Hashem says, "I'm putting it in Binyamin's portion because the rest of you people sold Yosef, so it shouldn't be in your portion." And the Maharash Yafa explains that it wasn't in Yosef's portion because that wouldn't be right because the whole thing happened through him. So Binyamin gets it. So he explains the reason why they hit him between the shoulders is because it says Aven Ksefav Shachain. The Shekhinah rests by Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash is by Binyamin. So they're hitting him on his shoulders and saying, hey, we're not getting the Beis HaMikdash in our place because we're supposed to have stolen Yosef from his father. You're also a Ganav, you stole the cup. Okay, so what's Binyamin's response? Binyamin's response is Yosef here? This is a Maisa Seirim. So what are you referring to? So it says that when Yosef accused them, if you recall, of eating Aver Menachai. And one of the Midrashim says that when Hashem responded to him, that, you know, it's not only were they not wrong, were they not doing wrong, but you see that when they shechted the goat to give the blood to show to Yaakov that Yosef was dead, so they shechted it, and they didn't not shechted, they didn't eat Aver Menachai. Okay, but still, what did he mean by saying, okay, is Yosef here, is the Seir that you shechted here? Okay, so he explains that when they came before Paro and they said, oh, you're right, the person who had the cup in his, and it was also the shliach who came from Paro, the brother said, the person who had the cup in his hand should die and the rest of us should be to you for avadim. Right? So, is that the din if someone steals that they die? Well, that's the din of a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach who steals is Chayev Misa. Okay? And the fact that everybody else who's caught being part of the group is sold as slaves, that he says is from Mini Museyakim, that might be in Gaish course. But the fact that someone who steals is Chayev Misa, that's only by a Ben Noach. But by a Yid, that's not the din. So the brothers said that they're Bnei Noach. Remember, the whole machlokas between Yosef and the brothers is Yosef had held that they were like Ben Noach, and that's why he thought they were eating Aver Menachai when they ate from that animal that had only been shechted but still hadn't fully died yet. And the brothers had held that they were fully Jews. That was the whole machlokas. And here they are saying that when Binyamin gets caught, they say, oh, you're right. Binyamin, you know, the one who got the one who had the cup should die, and the rest of us should go as slaves. So when Binyamin heard that, he's like, well, wait one second. I heard them paskin, and I said, one second here. Where's Yosef? Where's the Seirim? You held that you had a din of a Yehudi, and that's why you sold Yosef. And that this whole thing that you shechted it to show that it really, you shechted the Seirim to show that you were really only shechted things, and you did because you held that you had a din of a Yehudi Gomer. So what happened? How come all of a sudden you want to have me killed? I see when it's Nagea, you guys, you say you have a din of a Yehudi. And when it's Nagia, other people like me, then all of a sudden you have a din of Ben Noach. So that's what he was saying. So the Parshat Drachim says, with this we can understand the Medrash he brought at the very beginning of the Drush. At the very beginning of the Drush, it had said, he brought the Bereshis Rabbah and Parshas Vayeshev. It was again Parshat Pei Dalet, Simen Ches. It said that the brothers hated Yosef. Why? Because so that Hashem should split the sea for them. What does one have to do with the other? So he says, this is the answer. Because why'd they have to hate Yosef? Because they held they were Jews. Meaning, if you went like Yosef, and you take all the chumras, the sea wouldn't split. Why? Because again, the Medrash brought that the Satan said that the sea shouldn't be split for them because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And you'll say they're Shogeg, you'll say they're Anusim, so what? So, the Satan didn't care that they were Shogim or Anusim. So to do that, you have to keep all the Chumras. You have to assume that they're Gayim L'Chumra and Yidin L'Chumra, because a Yid is Pater and a Shogig, and a Gay is Pater and an Onas. So they didn't have to give up their lives. But if you assume the Chumras are both, that they had a din of a Gay, therefore, they were Chayim on a Shogig, like a Gay doesn't need Hasra. This is all, again, repeating what he said before, that's why I'm saying it quickly. And if they had a din of a Jew that they did have to give up their lives, you want to take the chumras of both, and the sea shouldn't split. So that's the meaning of the Medrash, that the brothers hated Yosef so that the sea should split, meaning they held that you could take the kula and assume that they had a din of Yisrael Gomer, and therefore the sea should split. That's the end of the Drush.